David, how are you?
Very good, Tony, and thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with me this morning.
No problem. What do you do at the Michigan Health and Hospital Association?
We are the trade association that advocates for hospitals and the patients they serve.
How many members do you have?
There are 140 community hospitals in Michigan, and we represent all of them.
Before we start talking about the topic that we're going to dive into, just wanted to get your take on nothing specific, but how are hospitals dealing with Obamacare?
You know, that it's so early in the process, so much of it hasn't been rolled out, that at this point there's a lot of energy being applied to prepare for reform. You know, there's activities in Michigan to try to, you know, begin the process of setting up health insurance exchanges. Hospitals are, you know, readying themselves for the increase in enrollees that would occur through the passage of health reform. But much of the activity doesn't fully take root until 2014. I think right now hospitals are combating the current fiscal dilemmas, which is a large number of people who are uninsured, who are underinsured. Bad debt is climbing as a result of people losing their jobs and losing their sponsored health insurance. So it's a tough time for Michigan hospitals, but you know, we're intending to be ready for the implementation of health reform.
David, can you tell if it's one side of the story tells me that it's too expensive and it's going to cost not only the consumer, but the doctors, the hospitals, the clinics, it's going to cost them money. And then on the other side, I hear it's going to be great for consumers.
Well, I think the proof's going to be in the pudding, Tony. You know, I think there's a lot of I wish I knew the clear answer to that. There's certainly congressional, but there's budget office, you know, identification of how much more it would cost to unroll than to keep it. I think for consumers, one of the favorable aspects is going to be choice. These health insurance exchanges will give people the opportunity to truly shop for health care and health insurance. You know, it's a little hard to, again, you know, sort of put your finger on the pulse here.
It sounds like what you're telling me is, in reality, nobody knows yet.
I think that's it, Tony. I don't think anybody can really tell the answer. If they did, they wouldn't have commentators arguing on both sides of this. It would be crystal clear, right?
Well, let's talk about a project that I know you're very happy about. Hospitals, community health centers, schools are launching a campaign to enroll children in the state's free or low-cost health insurance plans. According to some numbers that you sent me, 90% of 172,000 uninsured kids are now eligible but not enrolled. Tell me about this story.
Well, I think what's happened is there's been a lack of awareness about the availability of these kinds of programs. And the two low-cost insurance plans that are available to children in Michigan are My Child and Healthy Kids. And as you indicated, Tony, right now, about 172,000 children in Michigan, and that's about 7,000 of those children reside in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County. 90% of them would qualify for these programs, and for a variety of reasons, they haven't done so. Part of it is a lack of awareness, public education about this. There's certainly cultural issues and language barriers that I think have scared people away. They get onto a, you know, they go to a, you know, a local, you know, health department office or social services office, and they're sometimes scared away. The purpose of this campaign, this partnership of the organizations you mentioned, is to try to find an easy way to do this, and we have found an easy way. We now have a program that's been based on a best practice strategy developed by the Michigan Primary Care Association that allows people to use two very simple ways to connect with experts who can cross over language barriers. They can take away the paperwork. They can essentially go from square A to square Z in one simple process. And the way they do that is if they have access to the internet, they can type in www.enrollmichigan.com. And for those who don't have access, and we know there are people that don't have ready access to a computer or the internet, they can use the 211 telephone system. And as I said, when they make that connection, they're connected to an enrollment expert. If they have language issues, there'll be a translation capacity. And the problem is, I think, in large measure, it's simply a lack of awareness and, you know, stigma attached to, you know, public and, you know, entitlements.
So Enroll Michigan kicks off tomorrow. We're getting a sneak preview. That's today at 1:30, isn't it?
It's going to kick off this afternoon. So it is a bit of a sneak preview, but it is going to be later today.
All right. And with this news conference, obviously you're going to try and get the word to try and get these 7,000 kids in the mid-Michigan area enrolled. Who pays for this?
For my child, there's a $10 a month cost to the family. The rest is part of, it's essentially covered by governmental programs. It's largely paid for by the federal government because in Michigan, for every $1 we invest in the Medicaid program, the federal government invests two additional dollars. So this is largely state and federal money for underprivileged and uninsured children.
And so you're kicking this program off at 1:30. Is this program ongoing, or is it just last for the rest of this year? Will these kids have insurance for the time being?
They will have continued coverage. The My Child program, I mean, that's one of the troubling aspects, Tony. The My Child program has been around for several years, yet we still have 172,000, many of which are eligible for that, who haven't connected. Once they're in, they're in.
And as long as they're
eligible, which is in many cases for an unfortunately long period of time, they're covered.
All right, and many of these kids, I would imagine, would come from low-income homes.
They could be, and working families that otherwise have no insurance options.
All right, this is pretty cool. 1:30 today, you'll have your news conference to kick off this campaign. For people who want more information, is there a website and a phone number they can go to?
Yep, it's www.enrollmichigan.com, and that's the natural startup point. If they want a telephone number, they can contact the Michigan Health and Hospital Association for more information. That number would be area code 517-323-3443.
David, before I let you go, is there some excitement about the medical school that is going to be built and run at CMU?
I think there's excitement throughout the state on each of the medical schools that's opening, Oakland University, Western University, and Central, all planning the addition of medical schools. The key success elements in healthcare is going to be having an adequate number of physicians, and the projection is within a decade there'll be roughly a 6,000 physician shortage in Michigan. We have to begin to produce our own. The idea that we're going to be able to simply draw physicians from other states to come and practice in Michigan, that's not been a very proven plan. Growing your own is a proven plan. And for Michigan, the startup of additional medical schools is a linchpin option.
All right. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you very much. Thanks again.